Bechlal Sicha. The Beis Yosef says, what does that mean? That we don't find any place where Sicha is Aser and Rechitza is Mutter. The Gemara in Tainis, Yud Gimel on the base, which is also quoted by the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, says that Kol Gufo is Aser, even Bitzonein, but Panav Yadav Raglav is Mutter Bitzonein and Aser Bechamin. And then we also see from there that if you're Mluchlach, Betit, Bitzoa, so then Rochitz Veino. So the big question here, which is very hard to figure out, I heard many of the Chavrusa Shachts clarifying about this very question, which is, what is the gadir of the Isser? What do I mean to say? So, when we say it's mutter, because you're meluchloch betit vitsoa, which, and the Ramban quotes this halach, he says, rochitz kedarko v'eino choshesh. And we also have the tour that says it's mutter if it's lahavir azuama, right? And what's the pshat? The pshat is because the only type of rechitza that's aser, this is the way I read it, is because the only type of rechitza that's aser is rechitza shel tainug. And any rechitza that's not rechitza shel tainug is mutter. And therefore, lahavir azuama, or tit, or the like, maybe istanis. We'll talk about if istanis is the same thing or a different thing. The mechaber didn't. I thought the Torah said l'chaber zuma. By sicha, yeah. Right, but just remember that the mekor for rechitza is sicha. So it would be very strange, since we learn rechitza from sicha, to say sicha is mutter lahavir azuama, but rechitza is aser lahavir azuama. Yeah. Why is it mutter for sicha? Right. But why, just again, why is it... Rechitza is aser because it's derived from sicha. So to say there's a heter for sicha lahavir azuama, but no heter for rechitza... Again, and I won't say it's impossible, but it's hard to imagine.
You could argue that that's what he's trying to say here. The fact that he chose those words, he didn't say for everything, right? He's talking about Biro.
You're asking, you want to be
more shy of Chayav.
That's what I assumed. But,
Do you think the more common thing to do is...
Well, so one of the things we're going to figure out is, what is Zuhama? Is Zuhama mean like sweaty? Like when you go out on a hot day for a walk, you come back with Zuhama? Or no? Zuhama means, you know... Right. Lamaisa, I mean, you know, one of the things, it seems pretty clear that people go 8-9 days without needing to be mavir hazuama. So, could be. Again, we'll talk about this in a moment, but maybe zuama is like a layer of grime. So, that's going to be part of the question. That's what we need to figure out. I didn't say anything about sweat. Lavir hazuama. But it's conceivable. Let's keep an open mind to what you're saying, though. I would think it's very strange to say rechitza lavir hazuama is aser, and it's only sicha that's mutter. So the way I thought, and I think this is the way Rabbi Shachter always says it, is that the gadir of the iser is rechitza shel tainug. As we saw, the Torah does use that lashon. The problem is the other things the Torah has to say. We have to figure out how they work together. But when the tour is makel, so the tour says davka shemachadim l'tainuv, avalemu meluchloch betit v'tzov v'rochas aviro, oh shesach lahavir azuama, olurefuah. So then that's mutter. So if you just, you know, if you read there, you read that you read up to there in a tour and you stop. So that's what it seems like the gadar is. The gadar is rechitza shel tainuv is aser. Anything that's not a rechitza shel tainuv is mutter. And examples of non-rechitza shel tainug are lahavir hatit, or sicha, lahavir hazuama, or the like. And Rav Shechter points out that if you look at the Grasif Katan Aleph, when he quotes this idea, it's mitzayim the Gemara Yuma, ein zayin amid beis, and the Lashon of the Tars Adam is also sounds that way, and the Gemara Taisus and Brachos, that we're seeming to be mashve that din. And Rabbi Shachter also thinks over there, the gader of the Isser is that Rechitza Shel Tainug is what is Asur on Yom Kippur. After all, Rechitza, so we're actually going to define that. It's also something that's not clear how to define. So we're not going to define it yet. Rechitza Tainug is pleasure. Rechitza Shel Tainug. So Rechitza of pleasure. That's Asur. So meaning, again, we'll have to clarify. The most extreme way what to say it is anything that's functional, as opposed to, there's two motivations for bathing. You bathe for pleasure, you could bathe functionally. What does functional bathing mean? To get rid of dirt, or zuama, or the like. What's asr on Yom Kippur and Avelis? Bathing for pleasure. What's mutter? Bathing for function. That's, I guess, the most lenient possible formulation, but... And again, at the beginning of the tour, certainly sounds that way. Maybe the Tzushtal Tilchus Yom Kippur. And the truth is, Tilchus Yom Kippur also is not so clear because we have a lot of these chumras. For example, on the one hand, there are Rishonim that say this by Yom Kippur as well, that the only type of rechitza that's aser on Yom Kippur is rechitza shel tainug. Take a look, for example, at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Siman Tafresh Yud Gimel. And the point is, because what's asr on Yom Kippur? What's the chiyuv? What's the mitzvah? What's the basis for the isser rechitza on Yom Kippur? Inoy. So that precludes rechitza shel tainug, but not lahavir hatit or the like. So how do you explain istinus? So if you take this mahalach, you say istinus is also an example of a lack of tainug. It's a functional. It's not a lack of tainug. Now the interesting thing we'll have to talk about later is that so pashut istinus will only matir after the first day. L'havir atit sounds like we might be mako for the first day. We'll get back to that question, but machlokas rishonim, as you know, but that's what I would have thought. Now, if that's true, so then we seem to be much more machmir than that. On Yom Kippur, for example, we say that you shouldn't even wash your whole hands. Usually in the morning we wash Negel Vasser, we're machmir, it's machlokas rishonim, to wash our whole hands. In Yom Kippur we say, no, you should, you know, be somech on the lenient opinions and only wash to the knuckles, right? In other words, you could have said, why am I washing my hands? I want to be machmir on Yom Kippur like the whole year. Taka, there are some poskim that advise that, but the main haka olam is only to wash to your knuckles. Why? We're going to be choshesh that to wash your whole hands is aser. I'm not doing that for tainug. I'm doing that because it's a halacha. I'm worried that I'm not going to get off all the ruach ra. No. We say that you have to be machmir. And likewise, in continuing on in a tour, right, even though the tour was the one who said that any time it shall, the only thing that's usher shall tainug, but when he starts talking about istinus, he says, well, not anybody who says he's an istinus is mutter, but you have to be a clear-cut, full-fledged istinus, and how much so? So Rav Haigon says, bali de sakana. The Ramban says, well, it doesn't really mean sakana, but certainly you need sar. Sakana is lav, sakana mamish, ela mitzdair harbe ubali de mechosh bekach. Right? So those formulations are very, very restrictive. We don't just say, well, anytime it's not latainug, anytime it's functional, it's mutter. No. At least in the context of istinus, we say the only time it's mutter is someone who's mamish going to be bitzar. From those sources, you might say it's a different vart. It's that b'makom tsar lo gazru. As we find in other Isurim Dirabanan, yeah, they were misakein in Isur Rechitza, but lo tiknu b'makom tsar.
There's another report for that, and that's the mikvah thing. That if it's not mitzvah, we're not mitzvah.
We'll get to that. But you're correct. But that's a much easier to deal with, because once it's not a mitzvah, there's no reason at all to do it other than we'll qualify it as tainug. Meaning to say, The big question for me is, this is what's very unclear to me, and there seem to be somewhat conflicting implications. On the one hand, we seem to say that it's only Aser V'Chel Tainuk. On the other hand, we only say it's Mutter if it's Tzar. Well, isn't there something in between? Right? Lots of people take showers all the time, not for Tainuk, and not because they're Tzar. Right? In a hot day in the summer. So, I don't know if I'd rise to the level of Mitzdar Harbe, but I wouldn't say it's Tainug. I would say it's functional. So that's really the big question. That's really the big question. And there are many, you know, I think in this sugya, when you read through the Rishonim and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, you get somewhat contradictory implications about that. Yes?
But even if it's functional when you originally do it, once you start showering and using hot water, it's time.
Okay. So one possibility is, you're bringing a very interesting question, is when we say that Tainug is Aser, that could be understood in two ways. Tainug is Aser means that your motivation for showering is Tainug. Right? Why am I taking a shower? Because it's Geschmack. Okay, that will surely be Aser. That's for sure. Or do we say that no, v'chitza shel tainuk is aser, meaning to say anytime you enjoy your shower, the way Adam is suggesting, okay, my motivation isn't tainuk. My motivation for taking the shower is because I feel dirty. But I enjoy the shower, geshmak. But if you adopt that reading, and you say that's a chumra, so why don't we have to worry about the istanis enjoying himself? Why don't we have to worry about the guy who's has tit enjoying his shower, right? We said in the Shulchan Aruch that it's, if by tit at least, it's roche, it's kedarko. Kedarko doesn't say do it minimalistically in a way that avoids all pleasure. We say that since you have tit, so it's not time, like it's mutter. So there are a couple of options. One possibility is that I'll just say another, right? You see we say, for example, that takfuhu avelos is mutter. Why? Chor over there's not so much sar. What's the pshat? Is it pshat that lo gazu ki agavna? Maybe that's why it's only mutter b'tzonim, right? If you look at that Gemara inside, it sounds like it's mutter even many times toch shiva. It's very hard to understand how Shulchan does it. The Ramban quotes a very fascinating Yushalmi, that they used to have a minug that after they would come back from the funeral, they would wash the avel before the Suda Savra. Right? What's going on over there? The Ramban says maybe it was Lahavir Azuama. And then they won't wash again, right? When you go to the Levaya, you get very sweaty, maybe it's dirty, I don't know. And they did it. And he says, you know, if that's the minhag, it's okay. Right? So one possibility is to say like this. Really, Mikra Din, the first formulation is the correct halacha. Namely, technically speaking, the only thing that's asr is v'chitza shel tainuk. And anything that's functional is not shel tainug and would be mutter. But for whatever reason, we're very, very machmir about these halachos. Right? That's why the Ramban says, though, yeah, mikra din, you know, we're not going to say these people that have this minug of the Yerushalmi to take a shower after the avelus, after the burial, is aser, because really it's not tainug. But for various reasons, we're very machmir. And that's why we're going to have all sorts of interesting kulas. Like Bogeres. We'll talk about that when we get to Sivvav, right? If something was Asr Medina de Gemara, we wouldn't say, it's mutter for Bogeres. It's not clear, but maybe that's the pshat. But we're going to be Makil and follow the Ikar Adin under certain circumstances. If you take a look at the Badei HaShulchan in Sif Katan Yudalid, and it's Yunim Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Hitaka says it's mutter to do rechitza if you have a lot of zaya, Because it should be no different from Lahavir Hazuama in Sif Beis. Now, I'm sorry? The Badi Ashulchan. I don't know how you define a lot of sweat. We'll talk about other poskim in a second. In the Biurim on page Kuf Pei Gimel, the Badi Ashulchan discusses that. He says maybe to avoid tsar is also rechitza shel tainug, because miyotzar is tainug. Why is it mutter? Because lo tiknu b'makom tzar. In other words, what's the pshat in istinus? Is the pshat in istinus that istinus is mutter? Because, like I was saying originally, istinus is mutter because it's not rechitza shel tainug. Or is the pshat? No. Istinus is rechitza shel tainug. Why? Because bathing to avoid discomfort is tainug. Except, they were mutter, lo gazru b'makom tzar. He says, if we say like that, we are marviach a beautiful thing. Because we know that istinus is not mutter on the first day. But it sounds like, for someone who's dirty, it is mutter on the first day. Right? Lahavir asat tit. What's the difference? Because tit is mutter, because it's not rechitza shel tainug. Istinus would and should be aser, because it is a rechitza shel tainug, except that they were machmir on the first day, but makel after the first day when it's only derabanan. Why? Because, like we said, makom tzar lo gazru. In other words, he wants to say a very beautiful pshat. That the heter of istinus and the heter of tit are different heterim. And that's why, for one, we have the restriction of first day being aser, and one we don't. One is it's mutter because it's not tainug. Istinus is taka tainug, because it feels good to get rid of all that tzar. But it's mutter because makom tzar lo gazru. That's what he wants to say. The problem with this pshat is that it's against the Rishonim. And he acknowledges this, because if you look at the Tur and the Rush, they both write by istinus lefikach. Right? Let's just look, for example, this is the Rush and the Tur, but it comes from the Rush. Right? First he says, rechitza is aser. V'davka shemechavein letainug, but meluchlach betzit tit is butter. Lefikach yoledes and istinus are mutter. Right? Lefikach. It's an application. It's quite clear that it's a great pshat in the Gemara, but it's against the Rishonim. It's against the Tur. Because the Lashon the Tur makes it quite clear that istinus is in fact an example of the rule. Now, then we have a very big problem. Because lahalacha, if that's true, why are we matir on the first day for istinus or yoledes, right? The shafts have cut in base as yoledes is mutter even on the first day, at least if it's necessary. But 1 second, istinus is absolutely aser on the first day. So perhaps yoledes is actually a machlokes between the Mordechai and the Rush. If you look at the Rush over there, Simon Lamed Zion, B'shem the Ri, Tosis and Brachos to Simon Beis, the Tur, Shulchan Aruch, all say that yoledes rechitzas muteres. Sounds like he learns the din from tit, right? Like we said. He says tit is mutter, it's not rechitza shel tainug. Lefichach, yoledes aveila, tzricha lirchot muteres. Right? What's the pshat? It's tit, mutter in the first day. If you look at the Mordechai, quoted by the Dark Emotions of Katan Aleph, the Mordechai says that no, yoledes is aser b'yom rishon. Why? It's aser m'deraisa. In other words, the heter of yoledes for the Rush seems to be tit-based, even though he also says it's logarami istinus, but it's tit-based. Therefore, it's mutter even on the first day. And that's the psak of the shach. Whereas The Mordechai explicitly, quoted by the Darkei Moshe explicitly, is machmir on this. Anyway, the big problem, though...
The T-base is there for what?
What?
The T-base is there for what?
It's... Istin is based. If it's Istin is based, so it's going to be also on the first day. We know Istin is also on day one, right? So we have this machlokas about whether Yoledus is mutter on day one. Machlokas Rishonim between the Rush and the Mordechai. So what I'm saying is that how do you view the heter of Yoledus? The Rush says it's more like tit, and therefore mutter on day one.
Even when it makes a kavah chomer.
He says it's logara, but you have to say it's not only logara, but it's adif. It's a little difficult, but that's what we have to say l'chora, seemingly. And then, whereas the Mordechai, who's explicitly machmir, goes the other way. Now, if you look, however, all this is kenzain, but the Shulchan Aruch is very problematic, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't put any restrictions on even Istinus on day one. On the one hand, he can't possibly be Mako. Why can't he be Mako? It's against him at Furish Gemara. Okay, he could clare about whether it's mutter on only the first day and asr on the day and mutter at night because you think aninus lailas la'avdir raisa even the first night, but there's no. It seems quite clear that istinus is only mutter day two or the night, right? And yet the Shulchan Aruch is so same. Sounds like it's mutter across the board. How could that be? So I was very bothered by this, and I assumed that you left it out. Tzachi and why left it out. It seems like a very important prat, but can't be. He actually says it's mutter. So Rabbi Willig wanted to say very interesting.
The series that he says by istin is important, meaning by yoledus. If you're saying it's across the board, it's mutter.
Forget yoledus. Yoledus you could clear, right? Because yoledus the Gemara doesn't talk about. So if you want to tell me like the shach that yoledus is mutter on the first day, I have no problem with that. Because I'll say it's like tit vitzawa. Good. But istinus. Istinus, the Shulchan Aruch is so same, it's mutter. Sounds like even on day one. That can't be. It's against Mefurish Gemara. So I thought, I don't know why. It's shver. Why did he leave it out? But Tzach Lomar, that he just left it out. He omitted it. And then maybe, you know, you don't have such a deal for your lettuce. I don't know. But you have to say, it's mutter. You can't argue with the Gemara. So Willig, you can't possibly say it's mutter on the first day, Istinus. So Willig wanted to say like this. You could tell, Chaim will tell us if we're saying it right. Willig had a very interesting tachap. He said like this. The Ra'ah, this is a Dion over there, but the Ra'an Brachos over there in that Gemara says that very interesting thing, that it's Aser on Yom Rishon, an Istinus, because it's not Nicker that the person is an Istinus. And since Yom Rishon is Deraisa, or Kein Deraisa, so we have to be more Machmir. That's what the Ra'ah says. And that's why the Talmidim were so astounded. How could Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel do it? Right? So says Rabbi Willig, but once we paskin like the Rush, said that we're not matir with the regular istinus. You need to be an istinus mefursam. An istinus mefursam. The Aruch HaShulchan says you have to get a doctor's note. You have to go to a doctor. Or, I don't know, the doctor come to you, maybe you can't go to the doctor. You have to get a doctor's note. The Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rush, you need an istinus mefursam. So, if so, memela, there's not even an iser on day one. That's a little schwer, because the Ra'ah did. I don't think the Beis Yosef had the Ra'ah. He doesn't quote the Ra'ah, and the like. But at least if you learn the Gemara like the Ra'ah, then that's the psak, the seeming psak of the Shulchan Aruch is conceivable. Tzarchia. Fine.
When you come out, definitionally, it's like impossible.
Right, based off of the chumrah, the Rush, then memela. Now it's a chumrah that's maybe lidei kula.
So it's mikvah also that today. Everyone can shower if they
want. Well, let's talk about today. We didn't.
Everyone.
So lemaisa, I don't think any post can say that. You could have made that argument if you just had the Gemara and Brachos and said everybody's an istinus today and it's mutter, right? That would be a great argument. People say that in 9 days. But you can't possibly rule that halacha l'maisa. Because halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that it's only mutter b'makom tzar gadol. Right? It's only mutter in lo yirchat yitzar harbe v'yavi lidei mechush. So, there are such people nowadays. I'm not saying that nobody is like that. I'm sure that there are people like that. But It's definitely not true, even though lots and lots of people feel uncomfortable if they don't shower for a day or two or three. But are they mitzdar harbe?
He said sikha on day one, right?
Who said what? I don't know who's he.
Mechaber.
No. For an istinus? The pashup shot, he's again, that goes back. The mechaber sounds like he's being mako for istinus day one. We asked, how could that be? It's against the Gemara. We said, maybe either it's lav dafka, and he means after day one, or you'll say, like Rabbi Willig's fascinating chiddush. One way or the other. The standard that must be met to permit, based off of the heter of istinus, is only im lo yirchatz yitzdar harbe. So, that being the case, I think the poskim are only makel if somebody's mamish, very, very, very uncomfortable. And it's very difficult to be makel under normal circumstances. There are extenuating circumstances. There are definitely going to be cases where, you know, based off of the heter of istinus, it will be mutter for an avel, perhaps, to bathe during the shiva. But it's not like you were saying, you know, everybody's an istinus nowadays. You know, to be makel during the 9 days for that, that's one thing. That's not so hard to be makel, because the whole, it's not Medina de Gemara, and it's a chumrah, and it's the like. You hold like the Ravzvart, so we're only going ahead and making you like Shloshim. Okay, we'll talk about it. We're very makel for bathing during Shloshim nowadays, despite the Chumra, the Ramah. But to be makel during Shiva, it's very hard to be makel, again, except under extenuating circumstances. Ray Willick says, it's hard to be makel. You can't be makel. He says it's mutter to use deodorant. He says maybe we'll talk about lavi azum in a minute. He says it's a chiyuv to put on deodorant because of kavod abriyah, since you can't shower and everybody's coming to be menachem you. But to be makel, to actually shower during shiva, you need, again, there are times that it happens. There are definitely going to be times where people are in b'makom tzar. Makom tzar, we're matir. But it has to be makom tzar. It can't just be, I'm not comfortable. The Pesach Tshuva writes that, in Sifkat and Aleph, that, right, we know that it's mutter, though, poshrin panav yad v'raglav. So what exactly is poshrin? So the Pesach Tshuva quotes, Tferes L'Moshe, that it only means totally cold. Meaning, say, why? You can't even use the fire. In our modern day example, you can't mix hot water and cold water to have warm water, even to get rid of the chill. Mamish has to be cold, which is very unpleasant for many people. So the other poskim are more makel. The Badi HaShulchan Nebiurim on page Kuf Ayin Zayin says, no, it's what people called cold. When somebody says, I'm going to take a cold shower. So for most people, they don't mean no hot water. A cold shower means a cool shower. They take out the chill in the water, but they usually turn on the hot water faucet, right? And that's what's meant over here, what people call a cold shower. So when it comes to panav yad viraglav, if you mix in a little bit of hot water, and we say a similar thing in Or Chaim when it comes to Shabbos and bathing, going to the mikvah on Shabbos and the like. Okay, now then the Ramah quotes this very fascinating minhag, that not to shower for the whole shloshim. Now, where does this come from? The Gemara only says this is aser for a shiva. So all sorts of reasons are given for this minhag. The Or Zeruah says maybe it's because you're going to come to comb. Because what do you do when you shower? You comb. Okay, what's wrong with combing? Well, maybe when you comb, you pull out your hair. So there's Taka Machlokas Rishonim, whether combing is mutter during Avelos. We'll get to it a little bit later. Some say it's aser. Some say it's mutter. Some say it's mutter for shloshim aser during shiva. Lamaisa, though, we're makel. Why are we makel? Because this is not a nazir. By nazir, there's an iser to remove any hair from your body, right? And therefore, we say that combing, which removes hairs sometimes, so that's going to be aser. For avelos, there's no iser of hair removal. There's an iser of tisporas. So you can't take a haircut. But if you comb and, you know, some hairs come out, that's not tisporas. And that's the way we paskin. So therefore, the Taz says, that's in Simon Shin Tzadi. So it doesn't make any sense to say that's the reason for this chumrah, because the halacha were makel to kol. Okay, any other possibilities? The Marshal says a different possibility. It's the derech of people who bathe to also get a haircut. Right? In the olden days, people didn't bathe so frequently. Well, you'd go to the bathhouse and there would be a barber there, and it was a whole matziv, and you do everything at once. You get a shave and a shower and the whole thing. So if we were to be matir you to bathe during the first 30 days and you might get a haircut, that's the problem. Oh, so then the Taz says, well, what about Chalamoid? Chalamoid, what's the halacha? Is it mutter to take a haircut? No. But it's mutter to go to the bathhouse. Why should that be? So it says, isn't that? Everybody's got in the same matzav over there. It's not just you. First of all, some of the barbers won't show up. And even if it's a guyish bathhouse, so everybody's going to remind each other, don't get a shave. But here, it's one person, it's easy to forget. So the Pischei Tshuva says, oh, so according to that, even those that are machmir for the chumra of the Ramah, not to take a shower for the shloshim, it should be mutter on Shabbos Chol Hamoed. Right? Why? It's not a problem. You're not going to come to shave. They say over that Reb Yitzchak Elchanan Specter was makel for that reason to go ahead and to be makel in the Chumrah of the Ramah during Sfiras HaOmer. Because then when you go bathe, you're not going to start cutting your hair. Nobody does that. Okay. Anyway, the Pischei Tshuva says, though, then it's a little schwer, because if that's the reason for the minug, then it shouldn't just apply for the shloshim, it should apply for all Yud Beis Chodesh, for Aviv Imo, at least Atchi Yigo Bochavera. We know, how long does the Isser Tisparos last? We haven't gotten there yet, but it lasts for Aviv Imo past the shloshim. So if this is the basis for the Chumrah of the Ramah, then why is it limited to shloshim? As long as you can't get a haircut, it should be Aser. So this reason is fair. The Darki Moshe has another possibility, Atu Kibus. I don't know what this means exactly. People are going to get confused. You're allowed to wash your body, you're allowed to wash your clothing. So Mamela, I don't know. Lemaisa, all of the... It's first of all, it's interesting that, you know, even though this is a very wonderful minhag, right? It's a minhag with a cost, right? The halacha is you have to do rechitza b'chamin l'kavod Shabbos. So this minhag of being machmir for shloshim is going to come at the expense of proper kavod Shabbos. The Rambam says in Echanami. Maybe it's a shtickle of the Rambam l'shita. So he also thinks Avi Eilim don't wear Shabbos clothing. We'll talk about that a little later. Sounds like all 30 days. Sounds all 30 days you don't get a haircut. The Shach Taka, Sifkat Nalef, writes that Rechitza B'tzonein might be mutter. The Pischei Tshuva quotes a Dago Mirvava that should only be for Pani Yad V'Raglav and not Kol Gufa or Kvieger. There's a discussion about Rechitza B'tzonein during 30 days, but whatever, certainly the Ramah was machmir for Rechitza B'cham in all 30 days. Now, at the end of the day, when you go through all these reasons for the Minhagim, none of these reasons apply nowadays, meaning to say we don't go to bathhouses with the barbers in them and the like. Now, that doesn't automatically say the minhag doesn't apply. We do have minhagim that we sometimes say, yeah, the basis for this minhag doesn't apply anymore, but the minhag still applies. But lemaisa, we're very makel about the shaila. Why? Because it's not also medina de gemar at all. And the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Hei that hadavar pashut demi she'eno bekav habriya af she'eno chola he says, absolutely not during Shiva. During Shiva, I told you, he needs Elim Kain Siva Harofe. You need a doctor's note for Shiva. But for Shloshim, you could be Mekel. Lemaisa, you know, maybe if you want to ask for pleasure swimming during the Shloshim, fine. Even though the reasons of the Taz might not apply there either. But Lemaisa, you know, in a certain sense, we already saw that to be machmir for bathing during Shiva is not even so pashit. We have to be so machmir. But we're very machmir for Shiva. But shloshim, lemaisa, I think the minhag olam is to be very makel. What about an onen? Schorcha b'tolui n'machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. Since we're machmir for the Ramban, really an avel should not, or an onen should not bathe. However, if you have a matziv where somebody's really in a bad situation, and he's going to have to bathe anyway. The question is when. Then you could argue that it would be better for them to bathe if they have time. Obviously, it's not going to interfere with their hachanos for the kvura. It would be better for them to shower during aninos than avelos, all other things being equal. Meaning they have to do it once. The question is when. So that might be better. All right. I know we didn't finish, but we're out of time. We'll finish Bezos Hashem tomorrow. There's very little left. But I don't want to keep us so late. Okay.